In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I remember hearing a priest contrast Orthodox sermons with sermons heard in other churches. That those sermons were often inspired by newspaper editorials. I've never quoted an editorial in a sermon that I can recall, but these are unusual times. Listen to this. It is from William Falk's editorial in the news magazine, The Week. In this plague year, we are all potential disease vectors, threats to each other's well-being, and yet we are all in this together. To minimize the number of deaths and damage that COVID-19 will inflict, we will need to cooperate, sacrifice for the greater good, and take care of those who lose their jobs or become sick. We are each other's keepers. Deeper truths often are delivered in the envelope of crisis. No man is an island, John Donne wrote in 1624 as he lay ill with a persistent fever, fearing death. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. In the solitude and delirium imposed by his illness, his connection to all others became manifest. Americans have always viewed the communitarian ethos, and that is the Orthodox ethos, a communitarian ethos, with some ambivalence, thinking of it in two ways. In one way, for, but in another way, it is foreign to us. Our founding ideals are rooted in a rebellion against authority and duty and reverence for individual liberty. The coronavirus is a reminder that our separateness is an illusion. This is Orthodox teaching. It's very unusual to see it written in a news editorial. This Lent, Americans are struggling for their souls. Great Lent is a struggle of the spirit for the life of the soul. We often think of the soul as the most spiritual part of ourselves. But St. Theophan the Recluse reveals the truth. The soul, he says, is entirely directed toward the ordering of worldly life and the fulfillment of the demands of worldly life. This is the nature of our soul. As worldly people, we often confuse the demands of our soul with a high spiritual voice from the heart. For many, and maybe most people, religion is about fulfilling what are actually the worldly desires of the soul. And church is the store that you go to buy what you can't get at Walmart. And now suddenly, in Great Lent, of all times, we can't go there. We can't get it. We can't get that touch of holiness for ourselves to satisfy our worldly soul. Father James Bozeman wrote this to me recently. I'm pleased with my parishioners who put the needs of the community and the guidance of the Archbishop over their own desires. I won't turn anyone away if they come to the services, but I will ask them to reconsider why are they there. In my own words, I would ask, have you come to get or to receive so that you can give to others? That is why we come. In order to be able to turn around and go out and leave the Divine Liturgy and serve the world as the presence of Christ in the world. Father James continues, we had one of our membership show up today and he was told he could come in, but he was asked to consider what the Archbishop was asking us to do. He willingly returned home. The last thing that we are being asked to do is to abandon Lent, abandon spiritual life or spiritual effort. Hopefully, every year, in every Lent, we make our Lenten struggle at home, daily, not just when we go to church. As Archbishop Alexander wrote to us, this is not the season of Lent we anticipated, but it is nonetheless a fitting Lenten effort. focus on the greater good of our neighbors, recognizing that this initial response to this pandemic will work for the greater good of our faithful and our neighbors. Use this time, he wrote, of social distancing for prayer and to keep vigil in one's cell. Some of us have read Archbishop Averke's little book, The Struggle for Virtue, Asceticism in a Modern Secular Society. Today, this modern secular society is engaged in an ascetic spiritual effort for the good of others. We are participants in that greater effort as Orthodox Christians during Great Lent. Today, in a great Lenten effort curiously joined into and shared in by the vast majority of Americans, our secular society struggles for virtue in a new way, a way that is deeply unfamiliar to us. Today, at last, we all bear the same cross. The streets of New York City and Atlanta, Chicago and Los Angeles are empty. Today, all the world falls down from our usual height of self-reliance and vanity. Some may fall down, maybe more than a few, in fear, but most of us definitely, to sacrificially live and share life beyond ourselves by self-restraint, to limit the grasp of death upon us for some part of the whole that we are, the single continent of our humanity. As Orthodox Christians, we always struggle together and never alone, never separately from others. Today, at the midpoint of Lent, as always, we Orthodox consciously fall down before the cross. By our withdrawal from the world in our own homes, our little churches, all part of the whole church, we include as many as can be gathered together into our hearts and our family cells for the sake of resurrection. Here at last is a cross that we can all carry together. Brothers and sisters, this Lent is a Lent so great that it has gathered the whole world together as one to sacrifice what is most precious to us, our individual freedom to come and go as we please, in order to draw a line in the sand against the power of death over us all. That power, as we know, has been overcome. It needs only to be overcome within the heart of each one of us, within our heart and our soul, by the Holy Spirit of God. Truly, this is a great Lent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.